Hey everybody, it's once again Lucky with Sugar West Magazine. We're here at Crew Fest, and now we're talking to Kirk, who is another Crew Fest family member. He's here every freaking year. The support that he provides is just amazing. Kirk, how'd you hook up with Crew Fest in the first place?
Well, I started out helping with Crew Fest Cleveland in, I believe it was 2001. And I came to Crew Fest Hollywood, and I believe it was 2003. And that I just got involved with it, three or four years ago as a team member, and been at it ever since.
So when you first came to Crew Fest, that was when I think Tom Morgan was running the show. Do you remember Tom?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Unfortunately, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up any bad feelings there. I don't know, I just remember Tom used to run the show, and then he left, and Nick took over.
Right.
So anyway, why is Crew Fest important? How do you feel?
Well, Crew Fest is like a big family to me. You know, I get to see these guys for the most part once a year, so it's like a big family reunion.
Right on. And what's your part in this Crew Fest? What do you handle? What's your responsibilities?
Well, my responsibilities are just trying to get promotions, trying to get celebrities to come, artist relations, and promote the hell out of it.
Do you procure some of the donations?
I try to, yeah. I got a couple of people involved this year, my other big job is I'm the driver.
You're the driver?
I'm the driver. I bring everything to and from, all the donations and everything from wherever. We gather it all up. I bring it to the whiskey and take it wherever it needs to go.
Do you perhaps provide transportation for people coming here from out of town?
No.
No. Okay, so if you're coming from out of town and you're at LAX and you're stranded, don't call Kirk because he ain't picking your ass up. Okay, so what's your scene? What do you do in the off season?
Well, my regular job is I drive a van all over the country.
All over the country. And what is in this van? Can we ask, or is it something that you cannot mention?
Generally, it's auto parts. I do expediting, which is like if you've got one pallet of four needs to go from one place to another, instead of putting it on a semi, which would cost you a fortune and waste a lot of space, I come in my cargo van, pick it up, and take it for half the cost and twice the speed.
I also hear word on the street is that you're a musician. What's the deal with that? What do you play? Drums?
Play the drums. Play the radio better, and not currently in a band, like to be. Anybody searching for a 80s-ish drummer? But, you know, Nashville's not really a big scene for that, so...
Well, Nashville's supposed to be like a hotbed for music. 80s is not big there? What is it, country, or what's going on over there?
For the most part, it's a lot of crime. The rock scene is starting to get bigger. It's slowly but surely getting a little bit bigger, but it's slow.
It's slow. Well, you know what? It's going to get going. And keep doing what you do. We appreciate you coming here every year and supporting the cause. And what else you got to say? Any last words?
Thank everybody for coming. Thank all the sponsors that help us out every year. And hope to see everybody again next year.
Well, we'll be here, so we'll see you. Thanks a lot. We appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Get back to it.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Awesome.
I was stressing. I was like, oh, my God.
You missed all the fun and games before.
Well, my boy-